the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your holy throne of grace, thanking you, Jehovah, for guiding us, protecting us, and showing us the way. We pray, Almighty Heavenly Father, that you touch our hearts in ways that only you can. And we pray, Almighty Heavenly Father, that we submit ourselves to you. All glory and honor belongs to you now and forever, we pray. Amen. Welcome to yet another exciting episode of She Belongs to Christ SBC. My name is Hazel and I will be your host for March. We have exciting news, and I'd like to inform you that this month we have a guest, my brother, my friend from West Nigeria, Dennis, and he's going to take us through the topic Identity in Christ, a part two. Dennis, I leave this time to you.
Thank you very much, Hazel, for the introduction, and thank you very much, SBC, for having me here on your podcast. I listened to the Identity in Christ episode and it resonated with me so much, because I'm a person that firmly pursues identity, if that makes sense. I strongly believe that the problem of mankind is an identity problem. We've lost the knowledge of who we are. We've lost the knowledge of where we are from. And because we have those two missing, we automatically don't know what we are to do. Because identity precedes purpose. You can't know what to do if you don't know who you are. And you can't know who you are completely if you don't know where you are from. So origin, identity, purpose. And if we look at it today, we find out that majority of the problem of the world, majority of our issues in the world today is identity crisis. Many people don't know who they are, and in a bid to understand themselves, in a bid to know who they are, to know where they're from, to get a sense of belonging, We dabble into different things. Some go into drugs, some premarital sex, some different kinds of vices, just to fill up that hole of identity. Because in the heart of every man, there is a God-sized hole. It's a hole so big that only the knowledge of God can fill it up. And with the knowledge of God comes the knowledge of who you truly are. Like it says in Genesis 1:26, it says, let us create man in our image, in our likeness, let us create him. So you see that when God wanted to create man, he spoke to himself. He brought man out of himself. So you cannot know. The first point I'm going to make is that you cannot know yourself if you don't know God. You can't know yourself. It is impossible to know yourself. So when you see someone, when you see a friend, or when you see someone trying to find himself or herself outside of God, you know that it's a journey in futility, because it's leading nowhere. We're created out of God, so we can only find ourselves, we can only find purpose inside of God. It's like taking a fish out of water and expecting it to survive and let the terrestrial life become its norm. It will die eventually. Yes, it's going to die eventually. So knowing yourself, the way to know yourself is to first of all know God. And that is why, and this was how Satan got Eve and Adam. He came and he said, if you eat of this fruit, you will become like God. Now, the issue was that they were already like God. Remember in Genesis 1:26, he said, let us create man in our image, and in our likeness, let us create him. God talking to himself now, meaning, I'm going to create a new being. This being is going to think like me. This being is going to operate like me. This being is going to talk like me. This being is going to look like me. In other words, this being is a reflection of who I am. That was the original design of man. man was the physical representation of God in a physical world. So Satan came to Eve and he says, if you eat of this fruit, you are going to be like God. Issue now is, you were already like God. They were already like God. But they did not know, they did not have that understanding that they were already like God. So the idea of being like God, it fascinated them that they just had to eat the fruit. And we all know what happened after they ate the fruit. They were ashamed. They said they were naked. They lost that image of God. So Satan knew that these guys were like God, but they've not come into that knowledge, that complete knowledge, that they are operating like God, they are thinking like God, they are God's representatives on the earth. So when he took that knowledge from them, what he stole from them that day was not their place in the garden. What he stole from them that day was identity. They ceased knowing who they truly were. They ceased knowing how to functionally operate. So the Spirit of God left them. And they had no identity. They had no knowledge of who they were anymore. So the problem, this continues down to this very day and age. Right now, people don't know who they are. People try to, and it is quite frustrating, because when you live in the world for quite a number of years, things start to feel like they are not working. Things start to feel like they are not satisfying, and that is because you cannot feel fulfilled unless you know who you are. You cannot know who you are unless you know God. The scripture in 2 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. It says, what we are being changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So now let's take that verse gently. It says, but we all, every human, it says, with unveiled faces, it means that thing, that mask that is shielding you from knowing who you are, it has come off. Now you can truly see, you can truly look. It says, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. What it means is that it's like, please journey with me into your imaginations. It's like you are standing in front of the mirror without sunshades, like without any form of mask, any form of objects blocking your view. You are standing in front of that mirror and you are looking at yourself. You are beholding yourself. You are absorbing your own essence. You are just staring there, looking at yourself, just understanding yourself in front of that mirror. So he says, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord. Now, what is that mirror that Paul was talking of? The mirror here is the Word of God, the Bible. The way to know yourself is to know God, like I've said. The way to know God is to behold that mirror. And that mirror is what? The Word of God. Because the more you study the Word, the more you get to understand God Himself. And the more you get to understand God Himself, the more you know who you are. The knowledge of God is the understanding of who you truly are. It's the understanding of identity. Because we were created out of God. We were made out of God. So to know yourself is to know God. And to know God is to know yourself. So you see now, it even helps us to understand the subject of fatherhood and sonship that God has with us. Because you and your father are one. You to know yourself is to know your father. And what do I mean? If a child grows up without knowing his father's net worth, without knowing what his father does, without knowing the influence his father has, the kind of power he has, that child is going to live a very mediocre and ordinary life because he does not know who his father is. And because he does not know who his father is, he does not know what his father does, he cannot maximize the life, that kingly life his father has. So you see now, to know your father is to know who you are. And the moment you know who you are, you can now live completely. You cannot live a full life. So now, it says, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, and we are being changed into the same image from glory to glory. Hallelujah. So now, let's discuss identity in Christ. I had to give us that little background to help us understand what I'm going to be saying further. The moment you know yourself, who you are in Christ, because it says Jesus Christ has been given a name above every name, and he has said in his word that he is the way to the Father. So you cannot know God without entering through the door, which is Christ Jesus. I hope we can all see how it is connected. It is not a complex thing. If you really want to know yourself, if you really want to embark on that journey of self-discovery, you must know God. And the way to know God is to spend time with the Word. As Jesus has said in his Word, he says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Question, what is he setting you free from? That truth is setting you free from the ignorance of who you are, from the ignorance of where you are from. Dr. Miles Monroe will ask 6 questions, 2 of which I'm going to mention. He says, to live a full life, a complete life, you have to know, 1, who you are, identity. 2, where you are from, origin. You must know those 2 things. You must have answers to those 2 questions if you want to live a fulfilled life. And those questions start by spending time with the Word. That is the beginning of your journey to knowing who you are, to having, to discovering your identity, to spend time with the Word. So the more you get to spend time with the Word, the more you get to understand how God thinks, the more you get to know his way of approaching matters, the more you get to know his way of dealing with issues, and the more you get to understand God, the more you understand yourself, the more you can connect the dots of your life and say, okay, if God does this, that means I can do this. Because Jesus Christ says, whatever I see my Father do, that is what I do. That is the way it is. That is the way it is. If you understand your dad, which is God, you begin to understand how you should operate. And when you begin to understand how you should operate, your life goes from ordinary to supernatural. Because you were never created to act ordinary. You were never created to live an ordinary life. You were created, the original creation of man is to live like God on earth, to be his ambassador, to be his reflection on the earth. That when creation tries to understand God, they look to you. So you see how important it is that we know who we are in Christ. And the knowledge of identity will save us from a lot of issues, will save us from a lot of temptations, a lot of lies from the devil. So the devil comes and says, you cannot be rich, you cannot live a meaningful life. But because you now have the knowledge, because you spent time with the Word of God, because you know God, because you know the thoughts he has concerning you, because you know how your Father operates, you can now respond to the devil and say, based on this truth that I have, I cannot be poor. I was not designed that way. The Father of all spirits, the King of all kings, is my dad, And that means if my father is the king, that means in due time I'm also going to be the king. It is my inheritance. So based on that knowledge, I cannot be poor, and I cannot suffer, and I cannot be less of what I am made to be. Our strength comes from our knowledge in Christ Jesus. Our strength comes from our knowledge of our identity in Christ Jesus. If you don't know who you are going to try everything. You're going to try every road. And let me tell you the sad thing. Those without the knowledge of identity, those who don't know who they are, they try everything and everything looks like the right thing, but it's not supposed to be so. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, thoughts of good things to bring you to an expected end. It means that your life was uniquely designed to follow a particular pattern, a particular pathway, and to get to an expected end. Now, an intelligent God has designed you and your unique story to have an expected end. It is therefore an error for you to try everything and everything looks like the right thing. No, we were not created to live such chaotic lives, to live by trial and error. No, we are children of the King, and that is my message, and this is my message for us today. The first step to knowing yourself is to know God, and to know God is to spend time with the Word. Remember, we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of God. And we are being changed into the same image. The more time we spend beholding is the more time we get to be changed into the same image from glory to glory. And now this is the best part of the entire scripture. It says, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Remember, Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and the Spirit left, and they lost their identity. So if you must go back, if you must retrace back, you need the Spirit of God so that you can see the truth about God. And the moment you begin to see, the moment you begin to behold the truth about God, that is when identity becomes clearer to you. For it is by the Spirit we behold. We behold by the Spirit, because you could read the Word of God like as a novel and just skim through it and not gain anything. But when you invite the Spirit of God, you begin to look at the Bible, begin to look at the Word of God, and you don't just see words, you see a life, you see a thinking pattern, you see a moral code. And the moment you begin to understand those things is the moment you begin to understand God. And when you understand God, you are beholding Him. You start to conform into His own image. And when you conform into His own image, you can now look at yourself and find out that you have been changed. You have been transformed into a better person. A person who has moved from ordinary to supernatural. So I leave you with this today, brethren. If you don't know purpose, if you don't know identity, you don't know who you are, everything you do is going to look like the right thing. And you were not created to live like that. And the way to know yourself, the way to know who you are, the way to rise above the chaos of this world, the way to rise above the darkness of this world is to know who you are. And to know who you are is to spend time with the Word. And when you're spending time with the Word, you invite the Spirit, because Jesus Christ says He is the Spirit of truth. He will show you all things, including your identity. He will show you all things, because at the end of the day, the truth is that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Set you free from ignorance. Set you free from this identity crisis ravaging the world. And I pray that as we embark on this journey to self-discovery, we do it the right way. We do it even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And the end of it all is that we live glorious lives. In Jesus' name, amen.